So I was invited here, I was invited here, I think, to speak from the perspective of business on this topic of fracking. I'm sort of a serial entrepreneur, which I think makes me one of these job creators that were so fashionable for a minute there in the last election. I'm one of those people, I think. And it's from that perspective that I want to reinforce what Dr. Jacobson was just saying, that we're not here just to say no to fracking. We're here to say yes to an alternative that is succeeding in the market today. It's better for business. It's better for our economy. It is clearly better for our workers. It creates more jobs and more sustainable jobs without question. And obviously, it's better for our communities and for our health and for the environment. And I want to start just from the perspective of common sense and just basic economics, okay? We all know that natural gas is a scarce, limited resource. And economics tells us that when you use a lot of a scarce resource, it becomes more expensive. Now, it doesn't happen in a straight line. There are dips and there are spikes along the way. But when you use a lot of a limited resource, it becomes more expensive. In the other corner, we have sunshine.
That's right.
Let's hear it for sunshine. So sunshine is free, it's clean, it doesn't contaminate our water. It also turns out to be an unlimited renewable resource, and when you use a lot of an unlimited renewable resource, it gets cheaper. That's economies of scale. So on the one hand, we have the economics of scarcity, and on the other hand, we have the economics of abundance. And the choice that we face as citizens, as New York State, as a country, is we want to put our support behind an energy system that we know is inevitably becoming more expensive, or an energy system that we know is becoming less expensive and more competitive. This should not be a controversial question of economic policy. So I just want to take it down one level to the level of what's actually happening in the energy business today. There's a lot of talk from the proponents of fracking about how fracking has reduced the cost of natural gas. And there's been some movement there. We'll give them that. In addition to the recession, lately it's going up, granted. And the main point is, the price of natural gas today is the same as it was 10 years ago. This is the big achievement. Let's compare that to solar. In that same time period, the cost of solar has gone down 90% in 10 years. And that means that for tens of millions of Americans today, it is cheaper to get your electricity from solar panels on your roof than it is to get all your power from the grid. For tens of millions of people today, this is why we should pass the New York solar bill.
Yeah.
Oh, Michael. So, as a result of these dynamics and what's happening with prices and what's happening with the reduction in the cost of renewables, solar is the fastest growing major industry in the world today, period. You don't hear that. Companies like ours are doubling and tripling every year, and we're creating a lot of jobs. And I want to just turn to jobs, and then I'll hand over the mic. There's a lot of talk from fracking proponents about how we have to support fracking because it creates jobs. Well, every study that has been done has shown that renewable energy, distributed energy, creates many, many more times the amount of jobs per unit of energy than natural gas and fracking. It's not even close. There's a recent study by the Solar Foundation that says 30 times more jobs for the same unit of energy in solar than in natural gas. This is why solar and renewables are on the rise, why Governor Cuomo needs to get behind the New York solar bill, and need to see that passed, and we have a clear choice in front of us. We've got an alternative that's ready today, that's succeeding in the market, that is better for our economy without question, it's better for our workers, and obviously it's better for us and our communities and our environment and our health. So thanks for being here today.